CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. Breaking news continuing this afternoon. Republican presidential hopeful Herman Cain's campaign says it's totally false. Another bogus attack. Speaking of a fourth woman, potential sexual harassment.
Reported to be the fourth accuser, she's the first to appear in public at a New York news conference. Sharon Bialik from Chicago, who had worked at the National Restaurant Association in the mid-1990s, alleges that when she asked Herman Cain for job advice, they were together in his car.
He put his hand on my leg, under my skirt, and reached for my genitals. He also grabbed my head and brought it towards his crotch.
She says she asked him to stop, and he did, and now...
I want you, Mr. Cain, to come clean.
A response from the Cain campaign says these are completely false allegations, adding that Cain has never harassed anyone. Dan Rabib, CBS News.
There is a verdict in Los Angeles in the manslaughter case against Dr. Conrad Murray. Let's go live now to CBS's Steve Futterman at the courthouse in L.A. Steve?
And Harley, we expect the court to be convened in around an hour for the verdict to be read in the case of Michael Jackson's former doctor, Conrad Murray. The jurors deliberated a bit over 8 hours, 6 hours on Friday, around 2.5 hours today before reaching a decision. As far as we know, the jury never asked any questions, never asked for any testimony to be reread. The Jackson family has just arrived here at the courthouse. Live at the county courthouse in Los Angeles, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Penn State University scandal, the former defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky accused of sexually assaulting young boys, sometimes at university facilities, boys from a charitable foundation.
This is a case about a sexual predator accused of using his position within the community and the university to prey on numerous young boys for more than a decade.
Pennsylvania Attorney General Linda Kelly, two former university officials who allegedly failed to report what they knew or suspected, were arraigned and have pleaded innocent. Some U.S. military equipment may have been partly built with cheaper counterfeit parts. Senator Carl Levin says one sampling of military contractors turned up 1,800 such cases.
In more than 70% of the cases, the trail led to China, where a brazenly open market in counterfeit electronic parts thrives.
A health warning is one thing. A mini billboard meant to destroy the product is something else again, says a federal judge.
Tobacco companies will likely succeed with their claim that the FDA's plan violates their free speech rights, federal judge Richard Leon says. The judge argues the government can only require messages and images on cigarette packs if they are factual and narrowly tailored. In this case, he says, the FDA is crossing the line from providing information to advocacy by mandating that graphic anti-smoking images be placed on large areas of both the fronts and backs of packs.
That's CBS's Barry Bagnato in Washington. On Wall Street, the Dow has gained about 45 points and Nasdaq's up 3.5. This is CBS News.
Mike Rowe talks with a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, what, sales event?
Yes, we are. Big tire and brake sales event.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts.
Stop by a Ford dealer now to buy four select tires and get a $100 rebate. Plus, get a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
So you have a lot of tires, and it involves brakes, too.
Correct.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
Stop by a participating Ford dealer with vehicle exclusions and rebate details to 11/30/11.
Need cash? Sell unwanted gold and diamond jewelry to Empire Diamond. Call 1-800-728-3425. In the Empire State Building since 1931 and a reputable Better Business Bureau member, Empire is paying the highest prices ever. The time to sell is now. Empire Diamond offers the highest cash prices without any pressure. Don't wait for gold prices to drop. Call 1-800-728-3425. That's 1-800-728-3425. Or visit EmpireDiamond.com.
The trick, before you get older, is to save some money and get your home paid for. Not so easy these days.
Households headed by retirement-age adults saw their wealth rise 42% over 25 years. Households headed by 30-something fell 68%.
The gap between the older household and the younger household is now 47 to 1.
The Pew Research Center's Paul Taylor says housing is a big factor.
Most homeowners 65 and older don't have a mortgage anymore.
But for the younger generation,
most of them purchased their homes as the housing bubble was inflating. Many of them find themselves underwater.
Taylor says it may be that young people will not do better than their parents. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
A new survey for a women's group finds sexual harassment pervasive in America's middle and high schools. 56% of girls and 40% of boys say they've been sexually harassed grades 7 through 12. And the survey says most of the harassers thought they were being funny. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Mike Rowe talks with a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, what, sales event?
Yes, we are. The big tire and brake sales event.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts.
Stop by a Ford dealer now to buy four select tires and get a $100 rebate. Plus, get a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
So you have a lot of tires, and it involves brakes, too.
Correct.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
Stop by a participating Ford dealer for vehicle exclusions and rebate details to 11/30/11.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
To start the day, I couldn't hear what was going on, and then I realized I'm deaf in both ears. Of course I couldn't hear what's going on.
And now, here's Bill Binica.
That's why I see Karen Scott. That's why I wear hearing aids. I take them out when I do radio. I thought the headphones would adjust. Okay. Anyway, that's not important. Here's the thing that's kind of interesting. We got Josh Wright's in here, and we're going to do our special sports report on Monday, morning sports report. Monday noon, I guess it's Monday noon. Monday noon sports report. We'll have a name for it eventually. And then and we'll talk to him in just a minute. Now, here's what was they had this thing here, and Phil from Shell Beach wrote this letter together about otter protection. And so he's talking about how this this ship that I don't know anything about, they do something with the kelp in there. They it's called a kelp recovery vessel, Ocean Rose. Anyway, so they're plowing through the kelp beds right there just off Ocean Boulevard and Shell Beach. And some of this, there were 6 days sea otters when he first looked, and the next day he could only see a couple more. So he wanted to know where they went. Why know where one went? Because if you turn the page, here's a letter right here from Aurora Grandy, and it's from, believe it or not, Mary Ann Otter.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
All veterans residing in the Atascadero, Templeton, Santa Margarita, and Creston areas are invited to attend the Atascadero Elks Lodge Veterans Recognition Dinner. It's this Wednesday, November 9th at 5 p.m. Dinner will be free to all veterans who are disabled or under a health care provider, and $10 for all others. The Elks will recognize all veterans in attendance. For information or reservations, call the Atascadero Elks at 466-3557.
Go, Mo. Mo barbecue, please.
Mo ribs, Mo chicken, Mo pork, Mo beef, Mo burgers, Mo onion rings, Mo potato chips, Mo beans, Mo fried green tomatoes.
Mo barbecue, please.
Mo slaw, Mo tater salad, Mo house salad, Mo Cobb salad, Mo Caesar salad, and Mo's Calypso salad. Mo sodas, Mo brewskis, Mo lemonade, Mo iced tea.
Mo barbecue, please.
At Osus in Monterey and San Luis Obispo and Pismo, it's the bomb. Pomeroy's most bodacious beach barbecue, babies.
Mo barbecue, please.
Get some Moe's. So don't forget, if you're in Pismo Beach right now at this very moment, you can go right into Moe's and you're going to love it there. And if you're in San Luis Obispo and you're corner of Osus in Monterey, you can say, I think I'm going to have Moe's. Okay. Let's do our thing in history. According to the Tribune, our highlight on November 17, 1911, Marie Curie was awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry 8 years after winning the Nobel Prize in Physics with her late husband, Pierre. And it's her birthday today, too. Did it say it there? It's her birthday today. It's on Google. On this date in 1811, U.S. forces led by Indiana Territory Governor William Henry Harrison defeated warriors from the Tecumseh Confederacy in the Battle of Tippecanoe and Tyler, too. In 1917, Russia's Bolshevik Revolution took place as forces led by Vladimir Lenin overthrew the provisional government of Alexander Kerensky. 1973, Congress overrode President Richard Nixon's veto of the War Powers Act, which limits the chief executive's power to wage war without congressional approval. And in 1991, basketball star Magic Johnson announced that he had tested positive for the AIDS virus and was retiring. To the back office.
Our birthdays today include evangelist Billy Graham, who's 93, singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell, 68, CIA director David Petraeus is 59, and actor Christopher Knight is 54 today. We'll say happy birthday to them, and happy birthday to you if it is yours today.
Happy birthday to you.
November has been declared Thank a Veteran Month by the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors. It is a time to reflect on all that we owe our men and women currently in uniform and our veterans who so nobly served before them. Whenever you see a service member in uniform, please take a moment to thank them and be mindful of our reserves and veterans and always be thankful for them. It's Thank a Veteran Month. Please show them how much you care and don't forget, hire a vet.